Thank you, Chair. I'll be brief and just focus on the new result, result three. We know that basically it's a different result than what was discussed in October. We understand that that is not always possible to, or new ideas come forward, that this is changed from what is discussed in October, but still would urge that to the extent possible to minimize such cases, because otherwise the October session is a bit, it's not that good use of time. But on the presented results, to understand it best, reading it, we understand that this is about the PCI, basically the training the statistical officers to understand, to develop, to use the PCI in the development strategies. So on one hand, it feels a bit underambitious, to say the least. PCI, in a way, it's the way we see it, it's one of the main deliverables or the main selling points of UNCTAD has been over the past few years, and we understand that it's quite a significant buy-in by countries to develop it and use it. Yet the planned result is that two countries use the productive capacities index, I suppose. There's a missing word, index, in the planned result for 24. So the two countries would use it in their national development strategies. I mean, if all the publications and research and investment that is being done in this, only two countries end up using it, it feels a bit underambitious, to say the least. So that is one observation. And the other one is on the 2025. It's not very clear how that connects. So the 2024 is basically the countries would use the PCI national development strategies, but then 25 that they would have access to alternative trade and development strategy. It's not very clear, because the previous one is about developing strategies, development strategies. So now it's to have access to such. It's not very clear what the 25 is meant to. So if you can explain a bit more on that, and in line with that, maybe also clarify it in the final drafting. Thank you.